that was the first one I made, and that was very sort of like straight to the point, you know, about the heartbreak. And you do feel, even if you really love somebody, you can feel like, even though you're making the break, you know, that's all about the break. It's all about, you know, your heart breaking, but it's also about your life breaking up and the tears. It's sort of like, could be your tears, it could be other people's tears, your children. You know, it's just, that's why there's several. It could be like you crying, it could be everything pouring out of you, literally. You know, not just tears, it could be like relief, it could be fear. It's all sorts of things pouring out of you when everything comes to head. Yeah, and it's about the heartbreak, but I actually did it quite sort of deep, deliberately, because it really cuts deep, and that's literally what I did with the heart, and I cut it really deep. So it's about all the hurt and everything, the emotions that go with it all. There wasn't a lot more to say about that, really. It's just all about, you know, the heartbreak that's almost as an end result of everything that's gone before. So you might have shed a lot of tears before you got to that stage. You might suddenly come across it and realise you've got to, especially in a, you know, sort of very physical abuse situation, you've got to, you might just have to literally take the kids and run, like I did, you know, packed everything up when he was out of the house and got away quick. And afterwards, although it was a relief, it was still a big wrench, it was still heartbreak, it's still him and I breaking up. You know, and I know you from hear it all the time that you say, oh, I love him, but and you stay for the kids, you stay because there's no security elsewhere. But when you go, you've made that break, and again, it's like, yeah, the big break. So it's cutting right through the pair of you.